Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few moments at the end of the week to contemplate what is going on up there in the universe. On the fringes of our planet are thousands of man-made satellites, and many of them are devoted to spying, and others keeping an eye on the weather, providing us with the internet, telephony, television, disaster management, environmental data, and generally keeping our modern world ticking over. There is one repurposed satellite which does not point at planet Earth, but is turned outwards into space, and this is the Hubble Space Telescope. One of the repurposed satellites which does not point at planet Earth is turned outwards into space, and this is the Hubble Space Telescope. Most of those pretty pictures you see of swirling pink and vermilion chartreuse and turquoise bejeweled with glittering stars were taken by the Hubble. Well, like many things, it's getting old. It's already had a facelift in one of the most famous spacewalks ever, where the space shuttle launched engineers into space to fix its mirror, but this ain't going to happen ever again. And just to give you an idea of its age, it runs on ancient 486 Intel processors, so even dealing with prehistoric software becomes a problem. Engineers have been busy building a new, bigger and better and altogether funkier special-purpose space telescope called the James Webb. The James Webb Space Telescope will be the most powerful space telescope ever to be launched, and there's been quite a good number so far, but this is a real peach. Looking at wavelengths beyond Hubble's capabilities, the joint NASA, European Space Agency, Canadian Space Agency and Space Telescope Science Institute mission will observe the universe in infrared light, opening a previously unseen look at the first galaxies to form at the beginning of time. Infrared light passes through even the most optically opaque molecular clouds, allowing us an incredibly high resolution and intimate look into star-forming regions. The James Webb isn't only going to look at the beginnings of time, but will be a good instrument for analysing the atmospheres of planets and moons in our own solar system. And although this won't replace Hubble, as it won't access the optical and ultraviolet wavelengths Hubble sees so well, it will see further back in time and give us a revolutionary view of the infrared cosmos. To see the very first stars and galaxies form in the early universe, we have to look deep into space to look back into time, because it takes light a long time to travel from where it is from there to here, and the farther out we look, the further we look back in time. So the universe is expanding, and therefore the farther we look, the faster objects are moving away from us. It's called redshift, and redshift means that light that is emitted as ultraviolet or visible light is shifted more and more to redder wavelengths into the near and mid-infrared part of the light spectrum for very high redshifts. So this James Webb Space Telescope is composed of 18 hexagonal gold-coated beryllium mirrors, and collectively they span 6.5 meters, and it'll dwarf Hubble's 2.4-meter diameter mirror, and it'll give the James Webb 7 times the light collecting power of Hubble. And so where Hubble is kind of school bus sized, the James Webb's bulk will be tennis court sized, and it'll need an unconventional method to be launched into space. Its home will lie well beyond the orbit of the Moon in an island of gravitational stability that's 1.5 million miles behind the Earth and away from the Sun in what's called a Lagrangian point. And as it's so big, you can't just launch it in its operational configuration. You can't launch something that's tennis court sized into space. So it's going to be folded, and on reaching its destination will unfurl in a complex origami-like way. So it's the kind of complexity engineers enjoy but are quite wary of, especially sending something like this into space. The mission is targeted for launch in October 2018 on board a European Ariane rocket, and will reach its resting point a month later. And on completion, it's estimated that the James Webb Space Telescope partners will have spent $10 billion on the project, which is actually not that much given the number of years it's been developed and the cost of actually launching the things into space. Well, there are scores of other space telescopes looking at different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, and we've been sending them up since the 1970s. Each space telescope has a particular target, and some are looking for exoplanets, that is, planets rotating about stars, and closer to home, there are those examining our own Sun. And there's a few detecting X-rays, looking at galaxies formed a long time ago, and more recently we've launched space telescopes trying to detect gravitational waves. So these, plus a host of very new large ground-based telescopes, have heralded a golden age of astronomy, which is why there's such a lot to say about this topic. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.